Well, this title means a lot by itself, no? But it's true that the support of Carlos have been so important for me. We have been working great, and the team spirit have been very positive since the beginning. Great combination with Francis, Tony, and Carlos, and physical, you know, with everybody, all the team. Now we have been working in a very good atmosphere, and that really helps. So, very happy for everything, and yeah, it was great to have Tony on the court today. It had been something special for me, and I think for him too. So, great feelings. Thanks to the organization for all the things that did for me on the ceremony and during all the years. Have been very special, so very unique moment. Many thanks to them.
Rafa, your 10th Roland Garros title. Every time you win, you celebrate like it's your first win and you dive onto the clay. Do you think you have perfected your dive onto the clay now, or would you like to do that again in future?
I would love, no, but it's not about the things that you choose, it's about the work of every day, and yeah, happened 10 times here already. I have been magic, all the things that happened in this tournament for me, you know, so very happy for everything. Today was a very important day for me. Have been some tough moments the last times, injuries, so it's great to have big success like this again. But that's it. No, happy because I have been working a lot to be where I am today.
Rafa, congratulations. At what point during the match did you know today that you are going to win? And secondly, have you got already any plans about how you're going to celebrate the 10th title?
With the 4-1 in the third, you know, you are very close. Especially when I made that game 5-1, I say, okay, probably I'm gonna win. No, but but before that, you know, I have been very focused all the time, without thinking about title or the trophy. You know, I just think about the next point. You know, I have been. Couple of times that I was close, like Australia 2012, like this year in Australia that I finally lost. So I know Wawrinka is a very dangerous opponent, so my mentality was there all the time, thinking that I cannot give him the chance to be back on the match, because then he starts to hit so strong from the baseline and he's able to produce amazing shots.
Congrats, Rafa. You're number two in the world right now. Is getting to number one a big goal for you right now, or are you looking more at taking it one match at a time?
I am playing well. I am in a good position. I just won the most important event of the year for me. So that's the only thing that matters today. And winning these kind of titles, then you have chances to become any number on the ranking. I don't know. I am playing well. If I am able to keep playing well, why not?
Rafa, congratulations on your inspirational comeback. In the last 3 years, when you failed to win a slam, did you have any fears? Were you going through any doubts? Did you have any apprehensions? And could you please talk a bit about the emotional struggles you underwent that time and how you overcame that?
Oh, I have been very honest with you all the time, and I have doubts every day. It's not about the doubts. I think are good, because the doubts give you the possibility to work with more intensity, with being more humble and accepting that you need to keep working hard to improve things. So for sure I have doubts, during that 3 years. I have doubts right now, and I'm going to have doubts in a few days, because in tennis every week is a different story, and that's part of the beautiful thing of our sport. And the life is not that clear, so if you have no doubts, probably it's because you are too arrogant. I don't consider myself arrogant at all, so I think the doubts or don't consider myself very, very good let me work so hard during all my career, and probably for that reason I am having the success that I had.
Rafa, the other day you mentioned 2013 as a as your special year here and just in general, but if you had to rate this in the 10 that you won here, where would you put this year in that like level of importance of French Open titles?
I say the same. No, for me every Roland Garros have been very important for itself. No, you have some ones that are more special than others, obviously, but everyone have been unique, and yeah, I enjoy it. Everyone, no, it's true that this one is gonna be one of the more specials for the number, for what happened on the ceremony after the final, for so many things, no, and because I have 31 already, so I'm not a kid anymore, but because of the level of tennis and accepting that I have been under problems, physical problems, for a couple of times in the last period of time, that's an important one.
Rafa, can I ask you about Wimbledon? I know you have won Wimbledon before when there was only 2 weeks between the French Open and Wimbledon. There is now 3 weeks. Do you think that gives you better chances? And when will you start hitting on grass?
I don't know if it's a better chance or not, because with 2 weeks I played 5 finals. So, there is a while since I don't play a very good Wimbledon. It's true that after 2012, what happened with my knees have been tougher and tougher to compete on grass for me. That's a reality. You know, so let's see if I am playing well. Since the beginning of the season, I love grass, everybody knows, and I used to rephrase that I really enjoy it a lot playing there, and I miss playing with Wimbledon again. So I hope that my knees hold well and I can have the preparation that I really need and the preparation that I wanted. So if that happens, why not? If I have pain on the knees, then I know for experience that it's almost impossible, because I need to feel strong, low and powerful legs to play well in Wimbledon. No, if I don't feel that, then I probably, my chances are not there. No, but if I am healthy and I am able to have the right preparation and feel healthy during Wimbledon, then probably I'm going to have my chances to play well.